erratic snow conditions, costly gear, and high-priced tickets have convinced lots of regular skiers to abandon the sport in the last couple of years. The widespread rejection rallied resorts to drum up new ski styles. Not only are dozens of areas attracting disappointed skiers, they've managed to inspire a new passion and profit, and the name of skiing's hot new technique is jibbing. Pippin Ross reports.
Downhill skiing used to sound like this. Now, a lot of it sounds like this. That sound is skiers sliding sideways over a metal rail that arches out of the snow. Riding these unusual rails is wildly popular and among many skills and tricks that comprise the brand new ski technique called jibbing. Not only has it brought people back to the slopes, it's attracting a whole new generation of young skiers. The style of these areas is a bit like an alpine version of urban skateboard parks.
It's huge.
Ethan Mueller is the director of operations at Okemo Mountain in Ludlow, Vermont. Behind him, giant snow-moving machines called snowcats maneuver tons of snow into short, steep, and complex terrain parks.
We have two what you would call intermediate upper-level parks. We have a jib park, we have a skier border cross park, we have a beginner park we call Hot Dog Hill.
Building and maintaining these jib-inspired parks will cost Okemo and lots of other national resorts nearly $1 million just this year.
We made that decision because that's what the market wanted. And so, as a business, you need to react to that.
Resorts everywhere are inventing terrain parks that demand jumps, spins, and flips. So what exactly is jibbing?
It's a secret within. You gotta join us to know it.
Jibber Jeff Foley says it's both unique and unusual. Skiers are learning all sorts of techniques with culty names like misty flips, rodeos, backward descents, and rail rides.
Rainbow rail, S rail, you got a C box, looks like a C. You got a fun box, there's a big rectangle.
Telephone pole.
Explosives. School bus.
Battleship.
The jib phenom is being motivated by twin tips. Two skis that are short, wide, and have curled tips on both ends. At the Okemo Ski Shop, $300 to $1,000 pairs of twin-tip skis are flying off the rack.
Oh, it's safe. We're back. We're back big time. Twin-tip saved it. Big time.
In response to the popularity of jibbing, the U.S. Olympic Committee is considering adding the technique to its other freestyle events. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.